I mean, we can wrap it up in one word, you know, if you want to, but it's really wet on each sideline. But the middle of the field, you know, thank goodness for Eric Schofield and everybody that's been working on this field this year, this summer. You know, it'd be a lot worse shape than it is right now if it weren't for those guys. So, I think we're just ready to get going.
That report brought to you by People State Bank, your locally owned bank, ready to help you manage those greenbacks, and that is your field condition report. Let's run back down Jimmy and Big T and Big C in the trenches tonight, guys. It's going to be wet and sloppy, but this in the trench report brought to you by Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. Big T and Jimmy teaming up to bring you the best in not only a car purchase, but car financing, and they'll finance the cars right there. All of the vehicles paid off in short time. Guys, what is the in the trench report tonight?
You know, Jimmy, you know, with the field condition the way it is tonight, you know, that plays a lot, you know, physically with what we try and do. But as a lineman, does that do anything to you as a player, as a lineman? Does that do anything to you mentally as well?
Oh, T, you got to love this stuff. They like this. Now, they got to keep their feet. Most of them have to keep their feet. It's hard to do when it's wet like this. But I'm telling you what, our guys love to hit, and there's nothing better to watch them come splashy-splash through this water. Dude, I'm telling you, they want to lay them out. They got white jerseys. They're going to turn them black tonight.
Hey, guys, you know, we ought to call it the slip-and-slide report. Because
let's do it.
It's going to be a slip-and-slide out there, Dan. The human slip-and-slide, courtesy of Mother Nature. But how about the crew? They have once again removed the water from this sideline, and it was, for the second time today, about 6 inches deep.
Just amazing. You know, they're just doing it. They've got a nice little rhythm down. They understand how to get this thing cleared off. And again, the middle field looks in really pretty good shape, you know, and it's going to be wet out there, but it looks pretty good shape. And both squads are going to be ready to, you know, lace them up and go see what we can do here. Now, we still got a great night of football coming ahead of us here.
Southern Iowa Technology text line open. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. And send us a picture of your swamp. You know,
I'm
hoping there's still bonfires, but I'm sure, you know, our experts like Greg Dorpinghaus and them have worked on their bonfires and refined them.
They've tried.
We are sitting in the car, soaked, but still waiting for our boys in blue to take the field. Go Big Blue. Dan and Deanna Blackford on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Gus Sample and Mom are sitting at home listening to Go Big Blue, or the Blue Demons, and you can do it. How about this one? Scott Cadell wants to know, Jason, can Jimmy do a sit-up with his eyes closed? Well, we'll find out that as the night goes on.
Lash and nose.
Yes, he does. The Blue Demons going to take the field here momentarily. The band are getting ready to be hoisted up for the Blue Demons to run through. You can hear the crowd in the background. And guys, you're down there as you look back at the press box. An impressive crowd in spite of all the horrible conditions.
Impressive crowd, you know. I mean, it's homecoming. I mean, so there's a little bit extra added to that. But I tell you what, this student section, probably the best in the state, I'm telling you right now.
They've been standing. Even when it was pouring down rain, they've been standing down there, Big T, shouting in your ear.
I know. These guys are awesome.
We're going to hit the coin toss here in just a second as well as the Blue Demons, as the smoke fills the helmet, Dan. This is going to be a fun. You know, homecomings is always great. The crowd's going to be a little lighter than normal. But
no less spirit.
Yes.
You hear it right there.
And the field is good. This, if you're one of those football guys right now, you can't wait to get out there and get on this field and run around.
No doubt. You know, and it's just I'm sure they're just we heard Coach or Keith Little, excuse me, talk about, you know, both teams now. This is the third time they've warmed up, and so these guys are ready to go. They're tired of warming up. It's like, well, time to play.
You know, we talk about the field condition, Dan, and how it's going to impact the game. You know, sometimes it gives the team that has we're not sliding North Polk, but a little lesser skill sets, maybe, or not as talented. Let's say the underdog. It gives them, maybe it levels that field out a little bit because you can't get your track speed up. They run that spread offense, which can make it difficult, but it also, the defensive backs do not know where they're going. The backs do,
right.
And that can create some problems.
It is. You know, you've got, as a defensive back, and you're playing in pass coverage, which we're going to see a lot of passing out of North Polk. You've got to be light on your feet, not try to plant too hard because you can slip and slide too quick and easily. So it's a case where you're reacting, and it's just not as easy. Like last week, we saw perfect conditions on field turf, and boy, we saw what that can do with a speedy, speedy team in the Blue Demons. I mean, they were able to shut down a very good passing attack. So it'll be interesting to see. This is a totally different, almost the exact opposite environment from what we saw last week, and we'll see if the Blue Demons. I think I hear a little rumble.
Hey, there is the chain gang making their way across, and we're going to have a coin toss here in a moment. When we come back, we'll get the coin toss and your opening kickoff and your keys to tonight's football game. Brought to you by Dewey Motor Company. The Heeman family setting up camp at Buck Creek, starting to build a wet fire. And we'll be back to see if the Blue Demons can start a fire on this homecoming 2015. The Blue Demons take the field, and we'll take a timeout and come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game, and during them too with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Well, if you're coaching donkeys, you got to beat them with a board. If you're coaching thoroughbreds, you just touch them with the whip and they respond and, like champions. And these guys do.
It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tumble. Let them tailgates down. And man, it's on the map. Right in the morning light. Crank that country up loud. It's a small town, throwdown.
Hey, I want to say this about our kids. You know, when God wants to measure a man, he puts a tape measure on his heart, not around his chest. And these guys have got the heart of champions. So.
It's a small town, thrown down, it's time to tumble. Let them tailgates down, and man, it's on the map. Right in the morning light, crank that country up loud. It's a small town, throw down.
Two platoon football wore these guys down. We had less guys going both ways than they did. We're about to throw them down.
Let's go live back to Ironman Field for the coin toss.
Head down to the electric gate that has been electrifying tonight, courtesy of Mother Nature. And Christian's down there on the Screen Tech wireless mic with the coin toss and the official as the two teams' captains meet at midfield.
Hey, guys. We got Derek Gasser. He's the back judge. From Danville, Nick Nera. We'll be working on the home field side. We got Matt Donnelly. Working on the visitor's side. You want to dish yourself? You want to dish yourself? Okay. And we got Mike Stevens working in the umpire position. All right, gentlemen, real quick. Number one priority today is sportsmanship. Your captains of tonight's game, your leaders of your respective teams. When it comes to sportsmanship, we're looking for your leadership. What does that mean? If you guys see a problem with one of your players, we want you as captains to take care of it first. If we have to, that's 15 yards, and we don't have to do that, right? All right, a couple other things, guys. When you hear the whistle blow, tell your teammates to stop play. Nothing good happens after that. We realize the conditions are wet tonight, so we're going to give some leeway with guys sliding on the ground. You know, we understand that, but let's make sure we also know when the whistle blows, nothing else good happens, okay? Hand the ball to the nearest official after the play's over. You guys get more reps in. Statesman hitting us hard, using that helmet as a weapon, all right? Tell your teammates to keep your heads up on your tackles. Same with the offensive runner. You can't use that weapon either, okay? Real quick, guys. This is the coin here. This side is heads. Boot side is tails. Listening team calling. Are you calling it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you to call it now.
Heads.
What did he call?
Heads.
I'm going to let it hit the ground, okay? Hopefully we can find it. It is heads. You've won the toss.
Defer.
Defer to the second half. For a half, gentlemen, this could be the only time you're going to receive the ball. If you want to do so. Very good.
We're going to kick that way.
You want to kick?
And you heard it right there. Big C down on the Screen Tech Wireless mic right on that electric A that dons the 50-yard line. Homecoming 2015. And the Blue Demons are going to get the ball first after North Polk won the coin toss. They deferred. Albie will get the ball first. And to get that offense out there right away, T and Jimmy down the sidelines, that's important. You want to set the tempo. Homecoming, you want the emotion. You know, both these teams have been sitting inside waiting for this. They've got their emotions all jacked up on the do. You want to get that emotion going your way right away.
Yeah, they came over here to the sidelines, Jason, and, man, you could see it in their eyes. They want to get this game started, and what better way to get out there and score on our first drive.
All right, let's go over to Big D. And, Dan, you got to give us our keys to tonight's football game. The keys brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you. And, Dan, it only took them about a year and a half, but good old Greg and good old Mike, they led this pony around and around, and they said, you know, we're not going to bring that high-pressure salesman stuff to you, Jason. We're going to take care of you, and they took care of me right to the very end. And today I was given a brand-new set of keys to a beautiful black Tahoe with those Hawkeye license plates, thanks to Dewey Motor Company.
Yeah, I saw that. A very nice vehicle. And I know they'll always take care of you and look for the right vehicle for the right time for you. Tonight's keys, I think, really two things come down to. One, it's a matter of with the speed and the quickness of the Blue Demons, they got to play within themselves, not over-pursue, over-speed, because of the conditions of the field will be a little slick. And then also it's been delay. It's also, I'm going to go back to that same old word, focus. Focus on what's at hand and what's important. Make each play, go to the next one. So it's focus and footwork.
Focus and footwork. Sounds good to me. Albie's return team on the field. Hey, guys, I believe it was 1973 when homecoming game was postponed till Saturday because of rain. Well, we're not going to have a postpone tonight. We are about to get underway here. The Salenix and Bowley's eating chili and listening to the best sportscasters in Southern Iowa. Go Big Blue, and I won't disagree with that. Good luck on the wet and muddy homecoming. Go Big Blue. Vic Sanders checking in from you and I. Standing back deep for the Blue Demons. Here comes the kick. It's a deep kick. This one going back towards the end zone. This thing's going to float and go in the end zone. And I didn't realize that the wind was so strong out of the north, but it is. Let's get your offensive starting line. It's brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Let them and their experienced staff get you started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Amos a call. United Country Hawkeye of Albia, 641-932-7796. And we got the guys live, and we're going to play this opening play and get your starting lines courtesy of United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. First play from scrimmage, the ball at the 20-yard line. Blue Demons will stay in that power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Isley over the right side, a gaping hole across the 25 out close to the 30-yard line, and a fumble on the play, and we'll wait for the indication. T and Jimmy are down there.
Yeah, he was down, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's get those starting lineups. Here is your homecoming offensive starting lineup.
Gannon Osing, tight end.
Trent Garber, backside tackle.
Hunter Makinich, backside guard. Kay Szynski, center.
Ryan Ronco, front side guard.
Nick Yarkowski, front side tackle.
Kyle Sennett, slot back.
Josiah Harris, split end.
Code Isley, tailback.
Brett Freshwater, fullback.
Blake Bear, quarterback.
Here is Carter Isley, this time working that left side. Rumbles out for a 5-yard gain, and looked like maybe a face mask coming there at the end, Dan. But, boy, he just moves bodies. And nothing you really can't describe it any differently. He just gives people's like a rodeo. He's getting them right.
Well, when we're seeing right now doing a really good job, he's keeping his strides short, using the power, which is, you know, he's got lots of weapons physically, but using the power in his legs, shortens that stride, and just keep moving the pile forward, and picked up a good yardage there. And certainly got us the penalty. It helps as well, but, you know, just a nice hard run. You're seeing him trying to strip that ball every chance they get, so that's going to be key for him to keep a good firm grip on that ball.
Well, after the 5-yard mark off first down and one, here's again Isley left side, hitting the backfield, gets away from the dude, drags him downfield, and that looked like a boat with a jet with the skis behind it, Jimmy. He was just pulling him downfield. It literally looked like a guy being brought across the water on skis.
I don't know how you stop him. I mean, he just looks like a lineman coming out of the football.
And that's just exactly it, Jimmy. That's just what he is. He's a lineman on most of the other team, but he's so big. And then the speed. It's just amazing.
Ball at the 44-yard line of Albion. Opening possession. Here's Isley over the right side. Another hole to run through across midfield. Stays on his feet and will give another ride of about 2 yards to a couple of Comets. And that's going to be a pickup of 8 yards. And how about that offensive line, Big C? Those big bodies moving people around.
Yeah, the offensive line right now, they're off to a great start. Moving the guys up front, that's where it's all starting. That's what's getting the holes open for Carter Isley.
Second down two here, Albion to Comet territory. Just underway here if you're just joining us. A rain delay and less than 2 minutes in. Here's a fake handoff running with the bear over the left side. Does get by a defender, Dan, and falls forward close to that first down marker. But the slippery field made a slippery player, and the Comets had a hold of his arm, but they just literally slid off of it.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, but boy, what a good run by Blake. And on a tri field, he'd been able to get that cut back across the grain, and I think could have got around the edges, but just sloppy, muddy. And so he tried to dive forward instead, came just a bit short. So it's third and less than a yard for a first down at the North Polk 46.
Here's Isley, right side, first down inside the 45. Has another pickup about 4 yards on that third down carry. Play hard, Blue, class of 93, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And that is a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, Albia, Eddyville, and, of course, their convenient drive-through location on Benton. First Iowa State Bank and a First Iowa State Bank first down. The ball at the 42-yard line. Go Big Blue, listening to the game from Norwalk, Iowa. Frank and Rhonda Montgomery. Here's a bootleg over to the right side. Running with it is Bear, and Bear will be brought down. But once again, T, 3, 4, 5 yards on first down make this offense a lethal weapon.
It's potent, I'm telling you. I mean, these guys are getting some good blocks up front, and you have got to catch Blake Bear before he gets to that corner, because if you don't, he's gone.
Yeah, even on this field, I think he would have, if he can get that two more steps, he had that.
Spending my birthday the right way, listening to my boys play some football, love me some Albia football on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's Isley, right side, hitting the backfield, and this time he will be brought down. A great job there, Dan. They got down, got underneath, and were able to tackle Isley the only way you can that's low.
Yeah, I got him, and before he could get a full head of steam going downfield or anything, so just did a good job of pursuit, knocked him under the feet out from underneath him.
If Stocker says the water will part for Blue Demons to run through, it will be so on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Third down and six for Albion. Isley getting to the left side, hitting the backfield. 3, 4, 5, 6. Now break is 7. Comets. And, Jimmy, we talk about, blood in the tank, shark defense. So that's what the Comets look like right there. Everybody was at the football.
Well, number 78's a big guy inside. And I tell you what, they are attacking, and they know where the play is going. They know that Carter Isaac is going to be carrying the ball tonight, especially with the rain. And regardless of that, anyway, he's carrying the ball most times. They're going to stop that up front if they can.
Go Big Blue from your favorite girl. Love you. And that is my beautiful wife on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Your wife, Dan, I had to run down and get a Diet Pepsi. Yeah. I was a little parched up here. And she's down working the concession stand,
working
buddy.
Hard tonight. The boys basketball team has the concession stand.
Fourth down play here. Bear rolling back, being pursued. Pressure's on. Tucks it under, going to try to run with it. Gets to one side and will be brought down. And that will come up short. And you wonder how much the wet field played right there, Dan.
Oh, a couple different things. First off, not able to get himself outside, and the receivers weren't able to get open. They have to run shorter stride, so couldn't get themselves as open as they would like. And so it definitely, I think, had an effect, and a good stop from North Polk there. Now the defense will take the field for the first time for the night, so we'll see what that comes up with.
Well, defense is coming out, and we'll get your defensive starting lines brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Let Ryan, Nate, or Alan Ammons, or anyone on their staff at United Country Hawkeye and Albie get you started today. 932-7796. Here's your defensive lineup.
Asset, D-end. Joe Blackford, defensive tackle.
Lane Kaltenberg, defensive tackle.
Ben Mason, D-end.
Blake Wallace, linebacker.
Kurt Isley, linebacker.
Bryce Lushen, linebacker.
Landon Hampson, linebacker.
Tony Lushen, cornerback.
Kate Kroll, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Ah, there's a slip and slide out of bounds. Karpinski, the quarterback, and the shotgun takes over the left side all the way across the 50-yard line and was ridden out of bounds, and it was like he was planing across the water, Dan. It was a splish and splash right there.
Yeah, Karpinski comes in and, you know, he throws, he's throwing 571 yards, but they come out with a bootleg or draw there, excuse me, for the quarterback, and a nice job of kind of setting the Blue Demons off balance when they know they're going to try to pass and try to develop some running game first.
First down and 10 for the Comets. Ball at midfield. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Hit and then brought down after little to no gain.
Bulldog Blake Lawless, initial contact there.
Gain of about a yard. You know, I was wondering who the birthday boy was. Wasn't sure it was a boy or girl. It was, no idea. But I do know now. Celebrating a birthday today is Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Second down, 10 here. 8:08 to go, just underway in this rain and lightning delayed football game. Quarterback rolls back, throws to the flat, incomplete. And, one thing that a lot of high school teams like to do, Jimmy, is they like to spread it out and run the spread offense. And that can work well because it's hard to put that many athletes out there to defend it. But Albia has that many athletes.
Well, we're so fast, Jason. I'm telling you, I mean, we could do about anything with our speed.
You know, that time, Tony Leshen in coverage there, and if you heard the starting lineup, so we do have a substitution. Kate Crawl's actually starting corner over there tonight. Hunter Weldon's kind of nursing just a knee that's kind of bothering just a little bit, and so we'll get him back. Good decision, especially with the conditions tonight.
Particularly with the
knees hurt a little bit, yep.
Three receivers far side. Quarterback gets the sign from the sidelines. They'll send the plays in from the sidelines after the defense gets set up. 8:02 to go here. Third down, 10. The Comets right at midfield. Just underway in this Ranger Lake. Here's the blitz, inside blitz, thrown to the flat, and right there in coverage.
Landon Hermson,
stride for stride. The quarterback got to meet Carter Isley, and that's a meeting on a place that you don't want, and that's a football field. Carter's as nice a guy you're going to meet, but you don't want to be on the opposite side of him on a football field on a football Friday night.
Yeah, and Trevor Blackford in there shooting in the hole there, just putting pressure on the quarterback. Just nice job there. And that's what I think you're going to see. We can get some pressure up the middle there, throw that timing off on those passing plays.
Fourth down here. Comets right at midfield. They look like they might go for it. They'll have dual receivers each side of the field. Shotgun formation, so they can punt out of this. Quarterback in the shotgun. He gets the snap, directional. Kick. It's a end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 20-yard line. Will roll inside the 10. A good punt that will die at the 5-yard line where Albia's offense will come back on the field. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill at the Tharp Funeral Home. Big board, give us a scoring update.
All right, and leaving you guys on live so we don't miss any action. Wayne currently leads Mormon Trail 36-22. A close game we're keeping an eye on. The second period has Sigourney Keota trailing by one to Pella Christian. It's PC 21, Sigourney Keota 20. Another close one, Centerville and Clark. Centerville leads 7-6. We'll keep you up to date. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
We will need an Absolute Cleaning to get up here and clean this up. Here's a handoff. Isley gets a carry out across the 15-yard line and a gain of about 7 yards. Danny, once he gets that momentum going, if you don't hit him in the backfield or have bodies at the line of scrimmage, it's really tough. Once he gets that body in motion, it wants to stay in motion.
It is. What's been interesting is actually the better holes have been coming right up the middle, which usually our tackles are where we run behind. So nice job getting the holes up the middle.
Here's the student body counter to the right side. Out across the 20, has the first down. Move those chains, and that'll be a gain out to the 22. And that's the counterplay Albia will run, when you can get the defense to slant. And I think what you're seeing, Dan, is that they're slanting to that power side. Yep. And, when they do that, then you bring that counterplay back and things like that happen.
Yeah, you can get good yards out of that play.
Albia with the football. 7:18 to go, opening quarter. Here's Isley over the right side. He's out across the 25, 26, 27-yard line, under 5-6 yards on first down.
How about nice little high-stepping over one defender? He's realizing they're going to come low, try to take his ankles or his knees out, and so he just high-steps right over him. Just a smooth, it's not really like a hurdling action, but it's just a nice smooth little step over. I was able to pick up 5 yards pretty easily just by doing that.
Second down, 5 here. We'll get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line as the texts come in fast and furious. Here's a handoff, and Freshwater, who had a big touchdown last week, gets a gain of about 3 yards. But again, he really wasn't touched until he had those 3 yards. It was just that play's designed to everybody just huddles together and moves forward, and he was 3 yards downfield before he ran to the white jerseys.
Yeah, all the offensive line, they get right shoulder to shoulder, and they just make a pile right for him, and three yards right there every time. That's all it's supposed to go for.
Third down and three. We'll get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line after this. Here's a handoff. Isley. Boy, a big hole, and then a great job of coming up there and making this stop. Number 32 on the stop for... They don't have a... Well, you got the, yeah, got the wrong...
That's the running back and also linebacker Russell Mason. But, yeah, you can see why he's their tailback. He's very quick. He shot that gap well, but a huge hole and got the Blue Demons a first down.
Rain, go away. Brian and Jordan crawl at home listening in. Go Big Blue. Here is Isley. A big hole across the 40. Oh my goodness. He just ran over two white jerseys, and that wasn't water that was being separated. That was comets.
Oh, they're crushing some comets.
Wow. Jimmy, how about the parting of the white jerseys?
My goodness, it's just amazing. I'm telling you, we're down here live in action, Jason. I'm telling you, it's for real. This dude can go hard.
Two defenders came, converged on him at the same exact time, and they went backwards.
Second down here. Here's a fake handoff running with the Bear. Bear gets to the corner, turns to the field, slips, and then falls down. But he's going to have a first Iowa State Bank first down out to the 45-yard line. 5:35 to go here, opening quarter. Laura and Linda and Ankeny listening in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. They say go Big Blue. Go Big Blue from Jonathan and Kat. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, I know a guy that keeps his car meticulously clean, and that is Larry Shepard. And he's the owner of Southern Iowa Technology text line. Hey, Larry, here's a fumble on the play and picked up by the Blue Demons. There, nobody keeps a car cleaner than Larry Shepard.
No.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Nope.
Absolute Cleaning might be able to help the rest of us out that don't do that. But second down, 11 here. 5:09 to go. Slippery ball. I'll be able to come up with the fumble. A couple of fumbles, but both recovered by the Blue Demons. Here's Isley again. This time, met last scrimmage and just keeps bulldozing. I mean, folks, Lathrop Farms was out here. They might try to purchase him to create some terrace because he is moving things around.
Yeah, just
wow.
Met the pile at about a 2-yard pickup and went another 4 after that. Just kept moving the pile and then certainly had some help. Boy, that's the strength of his legs. Do want to give a shout out, too. We got to come checking in this year on Riley Stone, Ed, and Alice Lehart from Irving, Texas.
Lehart family, glad to have you on. Listening in. Power eye formation, 3rd down 5. Fake hand up to Isley. Again, up to the right side. And Bear gets by a defender. Tukes him. Sends him on us into the defensive backfield. Inside the 30-yard line. Blake Bear just did a Cousin Eddie circus trick and said, ta-da. And a defensive player fell down. And when he did, Bear put the afterburners on and kicked up a little water on Ironman Field. And away he went for a 20-yard gain all the way down to the... The 25-yard line. They're marking down at the 26. What a play there, Big T. What a move by the quarterback.
That's what I tell you, man. He gets that corner, and it's hard to catch him.
Boy, they're mixing up the running backs now between Blake and Carter and Brett. It just makes it hard. Now the defense can't key on that one stellar runner, and I think that's what helps set Blake up on that last run. You fake that Carter. Brett Freshwater was out there sealing off backside help on there and just kicked out there, and Blake's just a very good runner. Now Fresh had picked up 7 yards on that play.
On first down. Second down and 2 here. Isley again has the first down inside the 15-yard line where he'll be brought down. We'll move those chains again at First Iowa State Bank. First down into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Don't forget open enrollment for Medicare Part D coming up along with your annual enrollment for health insurance. All the craziness in the health insurance world. Give us a call at Summers Insurance, your local Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. First down and 10. Here is a fake half. Asley running with it. Bear to the left side. Cuts it up. Gets by the defender, but a good open field tackle. He'll be brought down after a gain of 3 yards. But see, he's doing such a good job of hiding that football. He makes it so difficult. And everybody's got their eyes on Carter Isley, and he's able to find his way to the outside without being touched until he gets by the line of scrimmage.
He's doing an excellent job. And the fifth and sixth graders really need to watch him because it's not the place that he gets the ball to run. He's doing it every play, so they forget that he can run with the ball.
Second down, 7, ball to 12-yard line. Freshwater, toward the goal line, down close, falling forward. Did he get in? And just short. I mean, Dan, you're going to need a micrometer to measure that one. Well,
that's the five-yard
line. Five-yard line, yeah.
This is the five-yard line.
Yeah, I just make sure you guys are paying attention.
We're going the full 100 yards tonight, and just a little short.
Mark the tape back in the studio.
Yeah,
mark
that's
the
great. Thanks. Thanks. Millage is if I could just find a way to quit giving him so much material. They're going to bring the chains out.
It is. That's what you were talking about.
The kick is high enough, and wow, how did that guy get across there? That guy had to be offside. The ball didn't get to the snap, Jimmy, right, until the guy was in front of it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know what happened there. Hey, but who's number 63 for us? Is that Garver?
Yeah.
My goodness. That's a young kid, too, isn't it?
Sophomore. The sophomore.
I'm telling you what.
You bet.
He laying some people out.
Well, Albia scores first, 6-0 Blue Demons. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill at the Friday Night Lights big board. Give us a scoring update.
Well, believe it or not, gentlemen, as this game is just underway, we've got some going final. That's right, some continuous clocks here. BGM 62, North Mahaska 0. That's final. This one's close to being final. Wayne leads Mormon Trail in the fourth, 36-22. Southeast Warren has just scored on Clarinda Academy. That just went final. It's 40-0, Southeast Warren. So now some other games we're following that are close. Pella Christian up on Sigourney Keota, 28-20. At the half, Sheraton and Mount Pleasant are tied at 7. And Centerville and Clark still a one-point game with the Big Red up by one in the second period. Oskaloosa still leading Saydell 10-0. That's gone to the third period. And Twin Cedars at half up on Seymour 26-0. It is time for the kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. It's now time for the GP Insurance kickoff. Let's go back live to the Absolute Cleaning Services broadcast booth.
Bryce Leshin, once known as the Peanut, now known as the Punisher. And on the kickoff, this one is going to be short. And a return man and a block in the back is going to come here by the defender. He's on his way down the sideline. It is a foot race. And right there in a foot race and giving chase. Kate Crawl, that was a foot race. And boy, did he show off his speed, Dan. Holy cow.
He slides in on the tackle. Initially, the runner got away from him. But he twisted his body in such a way that he could reach back up, grabbed him by the heel, and jerked him down. And again, it's a great tackle. It's going to go back because of the block in the back, but it's just great effort and a way not to give up, because that was a touchdown saving tackle.
I wonder if Mike at Absolute and the crew can clean jerseys. I guess, buddy, that white, those white jerseys. North Polk, yeah. You better hope Abby scores a bunch of touchdowns. You get 10%, maybe 20% off tonight. We'll get a scoring update. Let's weather marking that off. Let's get another quick scoring update. Jay Mill back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board.
Well, another game gone final now. Twin Cedars has gone final over Seymour, 40-0. Twin Cedars wins that one. And Pekin is going to resume at about 9:45 as they're now in lightning delay. Back to you.
2:40 to go here, opening quarter. Albia out in front, 6-0. Homecoming 2015, and it is a block in the back. I saw it happen, and, of course, it's usually the opening spot on a return when it does happen, and it did right at the point where that wall separated Blue Demon jerseys, and the Comets find themselves now at the ball at the 11-yard line. 6-0 Blue Demons. Shotgun formation. Here's a handoff going over to the right side. Has a little bit of running room. We'll get out across the 15-yard line. Again, spread them out. And that is not only good for passing the football, Dan, but it does create some wide lanes that the defense has to cover.
Oh, definitely. And it tests the strength of your team. And it's a very effective style of play. And they, North Polk runs it as good as anybody. Ducien coming out there, too, is the senior Hunter Weldon, number 13, playing corner. So
great.
Again, his knee was kind of bottom a little bit, but he's able to go, so love seeing him out there. You know he wants to play in his senior homecoming.
2:05 to go, opening quarter, 6-0 Albia. Second down, 6 here for the Comets from their own 15-yard line. Running with the football now across the 15, out across the 20-yard line. Does a good job of falling forward. Going to be close to that first down marker. Go Big Blue, listening from our drive home, Ken and Missy Hollingsworth on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Josh Major family listening in. Roll Demons. Kurt Risley all the way from Hamilton, Iowa, says go Big Blue. 1:30 to go here. Here's the quarterback going to keep it in the backfield and brought down. I don't know who that was,
That's Bassett, maybe.
Light him up.
Three of them.
You got Brandon Bassett on that pile.
Bryce Lesh, and they're just converged on him, but Brandon Bassett had taken care of business.
That is a sack, and you know what the sack? No, that's not. Well, that is a sack. The quarterback kicked the football. That is an official sack, and of course, all sacks are going to be brought to you by Hy-Vee, and we've got a contest going on at Hy-Vee. Register to win a sack of groceries at your local Hy-Vee for home games. They will draw for a sack of free groceries on Saturday after all Albia home games. Fourth down and three here. Comets look like they will punt here, but they'll stay in this dual receiver set. It's not high snap to the quarterback, nearly blocked. End over end kick. This one bounces at midfield, rolls all the way into Albion territory. A booming kick, and it'll be down at the 30-yard line. That is a 50-yard punt, and that will change the field position. But Albion's offense will come back out on the football field. Good defensive stop there, Jimmy. Really just not a lot to work with at all for the Comets.
You know, but I'm impressed too, Jason. I mean, they're going hard too, but, you know, it's the field conditions. But, you know, once again, our defense is tough.
Yeah, that running back is really impressing me, Mason Russell for North Polk. He runs hard. He's low to the ground, and he's hard to bring down.
Albion with the football and a 6-0 lead here, 36 seconds to go, opening quarter. Here's Carter Isley over the left side, gets by the defenders, on his way across the 40, carrying two defenders downfield. And the only reason he went down, Big C, is because as he was dragging those two defenders, a player that had been knocked down on a block, he tripped over.
Man, there's not much to say. He's just so strong. It's great watching him. Great watching him.
It is truly amazing to see, and it just keeps pushing and moving the pile. And you got to really work hard if you're going to bring him down.
Go Big Blue, listening from our. Oh, I got that one. Ken and Missy Hollingsworth. Here is Isley again across midfield. Trying to be brought down, and it's going to take more than two, and the ball comes loose. The ball was loose, and to Dan, that could be the peril with all the bodies on top of him in this wet field, and he was trying to pitch the football, you know, and you caught that, Dan, as it appeared the ball came loose in a weird angle, and I think it was because he was trying to pitch it off to Bear.
It's part of the design in terms of Blake Bear will come behind the play on the far side, and if the back feels like he can, he's got the green light to pitch that. I think he was just a half second late doing it. We've not seen it this year. We've seen it in the years past. Half second late kicking it out there and just not able to get it to Blake Bear, but boy, that was the right idea. We just couldn't make it happen.
13 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Albion out in front 6-0. Rain-drenched Ironman Field. Comets rolling back. A pass down the sideline. The receiver dives and will come in complete. Really a well-executed play there, though, Jimmy. The receiver out there, stride for stride, was Hunter Weldon. But the fact they went up top like that, that's going to help set up their offense.
I'm very impressed with the team. I mean, they're going hard. But, you know, Hunter Weldon, man, it's hard to outrun him. He's even injured.
Yeah, very much. Great job. He was again stride for stride. Carter Isley also came in there like a shot, trying to atone for that turnover there. Wanted to hit the quarterback and just couldn't get there quick enough.
Well, I got a text coming in here, and this is a good one. 7 seconds to go. Here's the fake handoff, running with the quarterback. He'll be brought down from behind.
Trevor Blackford hitting him down low, and I think Bulldog up top. Man, they just tag teamed him.
That is a ton of brick hits to end this opening quarter of play, a rain-delayed opening quarter, and we're going to take a quick timeout. We're coming right back. 6-0 Albion as we move to the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This year's Value Bonanza at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albion gives you more ways to save. It starts with Bonanza Bucks. It's like a bonus cash just for buying select New Holland tractors and equipment. And Value Bonanza savings continue with 0% financing or cash back in lieu of financing. But don't wait. The New Holland Value Bonanza ends on November the 30th. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia today to discover more smart ways to save. Certain restrictions may apply. Offer ends November the 30th, 2015. See your participating New Holland dealer for details.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
This is Channel 13's Andy Fales, and here's what's bugging me. I
can't stand it when play-by-play announcers only give the score once an hour. So what happens if I want to step away from the radio or go to the bathroom or get something to eat? Am I just out of luck? Huh. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights. Jason, what's the score?
6-0. But why would you want to leave the radio? Take it with you to the potty. Third down here for the Comets. Third down 70. Beginning the second quarter. A little screen play set up and complete. Albie read that, but a great move there by the little scatter back, and he gets the first down. And look at the slip and slide. Oh, my.
Hunter Weldon's covered, number 8. There is Matthew Cox is covered. It's brutal.
Buddy Mike Madison and his crew. And absolute, you're gonna be busy because if these guys ride in their car home.
Now here's Simi Speed Hut. Beautiful play of the first half. Let some bring out the beautiful woman in you. Even they do.
Cleans Larry Shepard's cars. Larry's one of the busiest guys you know.
Yep.
Thanks to him, we are able to bring you the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line in a clean vehicle. Courtesy of Absolute. Here's the quarterback going to keep it. He met in the backfield and does a good job of getting away.
Bulldog.
He just slipped off. You know, the quarterback is slippery in multiple ways, including really slippery with the mud and water all over his uniform.
And Max Karpinski, you know, 5'11", 170. I mean, strong quarterback, so he was able to break free. Blake Lawless was just diving out there, and usually he gets that two-point takedown every time, the great wrestler that he is. Just, again, the field conditions, the wetness of it just made it a little easy to slip out, and you got to give it to Max to strip away or slip away there, get 2 yards on the play.
See, buddy, there's a lot of water kicking up out there. You're right down there with it. You're getting on you.
And it's still raining. There's a little
Carter Isley.
Oh, my fumble.
Yes.
Carter Isley met the running back in the backfield, Dan. And the concussion, that ton of brick hits brought to you by Hardee's, copped that old football up, and Albie comes with a turnover brought to you by the Riverline Family Worship Center. Join them every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, when you're looking for a turnover in your life, the Riverline Family Worship Center.
Blake Bear about took out the referee coming on the field. Neither one was paying attention.
That was a ton of brick hits.
Yes, neither one were paying attention. They ran right into each other, and Blake won.
How about the El Diablo out there at Hardee's? Buddy, I'll tell you what, that'll hit you like a ton of bricks. So good. So hot. Here's Isley over the left side, the right side of that Albie line, a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And, T, I know as a lineman, you really appreciate the work that this line's doing, but they really are. They're doing a tremendous job of, and you don't need much with Carter, but they're doing a tremendous job of controlling that line of scrimmage.
They're doing a great job. You know, I mean, the guy gets 265 yards rushing for a reason. I mean, they're doing their job.
Second down, 6 here for Albie. Let's call it 7. Here, again, is Freshwater. Turns it upfield. And will be brought down after a gain of a yard or two.
And really seeing him develop as that tailback, you know, he's a fullback, obviously, but, you know, really developing his running style. That one going outside of that guard area, which normally he's really good inside the guards. But going outside was patient, read his blockers a little bit, picked up a few extra yards because of it. So doing a nice job adjusting back into that tailback position.
On the McCarty Pub in West Altoona, got us on. Go Big Blue. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Third down and 6 here. Bear rolls back. Has a receiver open again in Osing. And just over the outstretched arms of Osinger, that would have been a touchdown, Albie. That wind is blowing. You guys talk about the field conditions and the wet field, but you got to contend with that strong wind out of the north as well.
Yeah, it's blowing a lot harder than it was pregame. Right now, so you got to kind of contend with that.
Fourth down and 5 here. Albie looks to be set up in a punt formation, and the Comets having all kinds of trouble getting punt team off.
Waiting to see what the Blue Demons are doing. They're a little late subbing out. Excuse me.
Albie will send four receivers and a man in motion. There's a delay in game. No, not delay in game. Is that 12 players on the field? Somebody help me with the math.
We got 12. Yeah, I can't.
All right.
I can't.
There's
There's 12.
12 minus 2 plus 3. Because there was like 12 on, then they took 3 off, and then they brought 4 on. I don't know.
Might have been
And that is going to be a first down, guys.
I wonder if it's a substitution error on that. Because they were late coming out. Maybe that's what they were getting on. But I don't know how they get the penalty. We were kind of in and out, too. I'll take it.
What do they call that, a Chinese fire drill?
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
Run to perfection. We'll have to put that in the Coach Staten playbook.
It looked like Big T and Jimmy and C circling around the buffet and who's coming out first.
And nobody's tapping out on that.
Nobody, buddy.
Ooh. That's an all-nighter.
6-0 Albion. 9:59 to go here in the first half. Here's Isley over the left side. He has a gaping hole to the 45-40. Still on his feet inside the 35. Get on the old bull. He'll take you for a ride. And he slips and slides inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line. How about that rodeo trick, Big C?
That's a bull ride right there.
But what you could see in the black helmet were eyes big as saucers. It's like, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, I'll try to. I'll go.
You want to fall down.
I don't want to. Please, Mr. Isley, drop.
First and 10 for Albion inside the 35. Here's Isley over the left side again. Has a little bit of a hold run through and a little bit of hold run through and a bunch of white jerseys to step on.
How about that lead block, though? Trap play there. I think that was actually Ryan Romanko, or it was either Brett Freshwine, the fullback. Great little lead block in the hole. Just took the defender up in the air as he cleared out that hole. Timeout, North Pope.
All right, let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's the Hemans. They're building a campfire at Buck Creek, and they all got proof. You see?
It can be done.
Now, they did that in spite of the rain.
Greg.
Great job out of you guys. Sherry Gordon, Michael Freshwater, listening on the Thunderbolt and Molten Iowa Go Big Blue. We want to hear from all of you, 641-799-1437.
Make sure you tell everybody about that Thunderbolt app. Not only can you listen to our game and also stream the other games going on, that you know White Buffalo helps sponsors that for us. And then you can also, what I like is the scores. What? You can check in, update, current, and at the end of the night, I'm flipping through that thing trying to find my final scores. Teams I know, other teams in our districts, and the Thunderbolt app is just great. Great tool to have at your disposal, and I appreciate White Buffalo for sponsoring that app for us.
Go Big Blue. Continue to be fired up and get the big W. We are proud of you. Thanks to the broadcast crew for a great coverage so we can listen from our living room on this soggy night. Wendell and Meridell Folkerts checking in. Hello, Folkerts family. Love you guys. We want to hear Jason Summers sing the Albia Blue Demon fight song.
No, you don't.
No, trust me. I'll lip sync.
Can't carry a tune in the bucket.
Not tonight. It's full of water.
More importantly, I've got a nice tummy full of Albie Brewing Company pizza. I don't want to get upset.
Second down for Albie. Here's the counter reverse. Running with it is Ascendant. Gets a block to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Albie. The slippery Kyle Sennett slides into the Blue Demon end zone. Touchdown, Albie. The Relco locomotive, the cannon, and another Sennett funeral home touchdown. Touchdown, Albie.
Kyle always smashing Sennett. Goes out there and smashes a touchdown. Nice, strong play there. He got to about the 5-yard line, and the safety had a nice-looking open field tackle on him. But Kyle's able to break through that. Very strong play out of him to get into the end zone. He saw that gold line and did not want to be denied. Good job. Checking off to see if they want to change their coverages or what they're doing.
Quarterback rolls back, left-handed, throws it across the middle, and blocked it, intercepted! Blake Lawless! Blake Bulldog Lawless to the 10, the 5, take it to the half! Touchdown, Albia! Blake Lawless took it in for a Blue Demon touchdown after the INT. That turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. All turnovers brought to you by our friends at River.
Punch that thing in.
Albia, off-send eye formation. Isley, right side, and he'll walk in the end zone and pick up a couple of white jerseys. And as he went in, he grabbed him, helped him up off the ground after Albion's offense. If line had dominated the line of scrimmage. 22-0 Albia, 7:11 to go, first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood.
His hand when there's 10 seconds left for the quarterback to know when to snap it.
Because
the clock
is
not working.
Yeah. All right, the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And the winner is Letitia Downing. You have won yourself a Summers Insurance.
Oh, a little false start there.
Oh, my goodness. Why? Ben Mason just about had him a touchdown, and the ball was snapped, guys, off the quarterback, up in the air, off his shoulder pad. Ben Mason was there, grabbed the ball, ran in for a touchdown as the flags came on the field.
Everybody knew the snap count but the center, and he didn't hike the ball in time. And then when he did, it was late, and the quarterback misplayed it. And it was a good play. The other thing I did see, too, been out there for a couple possessions now. Want to make sure I get guys mentioned in there. Chase Little is out there playing a little D-tackle. He and Lane Calderberg have been splitting time a little bit there, but he's been out there a couple possessions now, doing a nice job in there is Chase Little.
Well, the Blue Demons with a 22-0 lead. Second down and 15 here. Two receivers east side of the field. The quarterback stands in the shotgun. Kopinski.
Rolls oh! Yes, hit. Get it!
Oh, my.
Big hit.
Big hit. Ben Mason, a sophomore, and he just gave a ton of brick hits courtesy of Hardee's. Man, I'll tell you what, everybody's wanting to be mini Bryce Leshing because Ben Mason just nailed the quarterback, Big T. That was some kind of hit.
That was awesome, man. I mean, he came out of nowhere.
You know, I think, that's crazy. I think that was a case where he was so excited he almost had that touchdown. He wanted to go get a next one. It just juiced him up for the next play. So great job, Ben.
Letitia Downing has won a Summers Insurance T-shirt. We got more T-shirts to give away. And Diana Worth, you were the next 10th person, and we have so many texting in. We're glad to have all of you along. More T-shirts to give away. So Letitia Downing and Diana Worth, you have won Summers Insurance T-shirt. Rolling back, the quarterback throws across the middle of the field, and right there, and
just skipped out. Brett Freshwater about had it. Boy, the quarterback hit once again. Chase Little, I think, was in there on the hit. Almost had the sack. Brett Freshwater was going down to the ground, and he just scooped it, skipped off the ground just at the last second there.
But, Jimmy, every time that quarterback's getting hit, you know, every time he goes to throw the ball, he's thinking about that. He's hearing those foot.
I'm nervous for him. I mean, I'm just afraid something could happen.
Wow.
Yeah. So fourth down, you would think they're absolutely going to punt this time.
Back deep is Bear. Bear standing at about the 40-yard line. This is their ball's at the 15. He's going to punt from about the 5-yard line. High snap. Gets by the center. And the ball's loose. It's on the ground. Picked up.
Hold on. Hold on.
Blake Lawless. This time he will not be denied. Picks it up. The ball was loose on the snap. And Bulldog Lawless picks it up. Takes it in. And that is a Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. How about that, Dan? He was smelling end zone from the very get-go.
You know, first coming on the putting pressure on initially was Brendan Bassett from that right end. Coming in there, the snap came high, slipped off the quarterback's hand, who's also their punter. Bounces around a little bit. Bassbot had the ball, and then Lawless is just sniffing that out there and just picked that thing up and ran in. Easy score. Great job. 28-0 with the PAT to follow. 6:50 left in the first half.
And I think both fan bases might be rooting for 35 here soon. 28-0. 6:50 to go here. In this first half, here comes the snap. The kick is up, and once again, it's blocked.
How does he get in there so quick?
I don't know.
We've got to put a body out there.
Albia gets another six up on the scoreboard. 28-0 Albia. 6:50 to go here in the first half. We'll come back to your Southern Iowa Technology text line and get some more winners of these Summers Insurance T-shirts, including Tara Sample. 641-799-1437. Let's go back to the Friday Night Light studio.
Was it me, or did Jason just say Albia put another sex up on the scoreboard? I'm going to check this.
Something's on your mind.
You've got a Freudian slip going on.
I am going to flag the tape, check the tape, replay the tape. All right.
Great.
Let's take a look at our Star Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. We've got more scores galore here as the Chargers now up on Mount Pleasant. 19-7. Remember a few weeks ago, Ottumwa had a little trouble with Mount Pleasant. The Chargers seem to be having their way here in the fourth quarter. Sheraton up 19-7 at Reynolds Field. Also, Pella Christian extending their lead on Sigourney Kyoto 28-20. That's in the third. PCM now in a final over Davis County. Davis County loses tonight to PCM 37-0. Moravia all over Lamoni tonight, 63-20. That's late in that game. Pella still leading Norwalk, blanking Norwalk in the fourth quarter, showing everybody why they're ranked number one in the state. Pella 21, Norwalk 0. Indianola still up on Ottumwa at the half, 7-0. And Oskaloosa now leads Saydell 19-7. All the scores come your way at intermission at halftime as we get back and ready for the GP Insurance kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. That's GP Insurance and the GP Insurance kickoff. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
6:43 to go here at Ironman Field. 28-0 homecoming 2015. And I think they're getting the boats lined up to bring the royalty out. Is that what they're doing?
That is correct.
Kick. 5 or 6 yards on first down.
Just nice play there. Just goes right up north and south. Picks up a good 7-yard pick up there.
28-0 Albia. 4:12 to go in this first half. The ball at the 8-yard line. Bear hands it off again. Freshwater, and he just stayed behind that wall of Blue Demon blockers, and it was literally, Christian, a wall.
What that reminded me is Freddie Russell for the Hawkeyes right behind him. They couldn't find where the ball carrier was. It was crazy.
And he was very patient and just stayed light on his toes so he could keep moving whichever way the pile went. And then at the last minute was able to score it out and get a few extra yards. Officials timeout.
They're going to measure this. T, you know, we usually line you up for measurements. But you are a long ways from that one.
But that water's too deep to get over there.
Bring the chains out. They'll stretch them out. 3:58 to go here. 28-0 Albion. And they'll stretch them, and they're going to...
Just short.
Yeah, just a little short.
About the length of a football.
I think that chain's a little long tonight.
Yeah, you'd think it would have shrunk with all the water.
I know.
All right, let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Tell the Blue Demons good luck. Well, you just did. Nick Kiffer checking in. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. More Summers Insurance. May the force be with Blue t-shirts. Here is a handoff running with Isley. Spins around, turns around, send it in for another Albion touchdown. Carter Isley. Danny looked like he was at the dance after the rodeo. He was doing his little giddy up, and he spun it around, turned it around, and dosey-doted in for an Albion touchdown.
That's the as good a description as you can have. That's exactly what he's doing. It's just something to see. He just is able to get through. First off, you got to really give your tip your hat to the offensive line. Get creating huge holes no matter where they are. You know, Kay Szczesny, Hunter Makinich, Nick Yarkowski, Trent Garver, and Ryan Romanko, and Gannon Osing. Those guys all in line just doing a phenomenal job tonight, really making holes. Brett Frusher is going in there clearing out business, too, and it's just a good job. Now we've got to see if we can figure out how to block this fast crashing end coming in for North Polk. They're just overloading this right side.
3:48 to go first half. Here's the snap. The kick is high enough, long enough, and Coach Hermson on the sideline puts his hands up. It's good enough. On to B Avenue, the football win in Albion with a 35-0 lead. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. Homecoming 2015, all Albion. Stay right here. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000. Rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
And our halftime show is coming up in a little bit. We'll get the Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half. Also, the Albion Eagles impact player of the first half is also on the way, and some of your highlights as well. We'll get back to the Absolute Cleaning Services broadcast booth. Don't forget to give them a call at 932-4500. That's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning. Right now, it is time for the GP Insurance Kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. Let's go back live to Ironman Field. Here's Jason, Dan, and the gang.
Bryce Leshen along with cousin Tony Leshen. And Blake Lawless in there on the Blue Demon sandwich. And that is your return out to the 26-yard line. You know, talk with some of them, and they were excited to meet Carter and all the accolades they had about who he was as a person, not a wrestler, but who he was as a person, and then he, you know, we know what he does on the mat.
Yeah, and as a off the athletics field of play, you can't come up with enough superlatives and platitudes for him because he is the real deal. He's just as genuine as you would ever want any young man to be. Very serious about what he does, and he takes care of business each and every day, whether it's in the classroom, in the on the field, or on the mat.
Fourth down, five here. Comets down by 35 with 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this first half. Going to have your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half and your Eagles impact player of this first half here at the halftime show. Quarterback rolling back. Here comes the pressure. Blake Lawless in a throw up to the sidelines. Oh, one-handed grab. Who was that, Garver? That was Doc Garver over there on the chain gang. He put his old paw out there and nearly come up with a one-handed INT, the chain gang.
The former Big 8 offensive guard for Kansas State about snagged that thing.
Albie's going to take over on downs. Big T, that was pretty impressive.
Wow. I mean, they just come out there, they take care of business, and get back off the field.
Are we talking about the chain gang?
Yeah.
What?
Doc Garver. That's what I was
football.
Talking about.
I don't. I'm turning my mic off.
1:50 to go here. Albie with the football. Short field to work with. Ball at the 32-yard line. Here is Freshwater. Big hole straight at the middle. On his way inside the 30 down to the 25-yard line. And Brett Freshwater, again, see, showing that he's a lethal weapon in this offense.
I mean, when you get heavy doses of Carter Isling and you get heavy doses of Blake Bear running outside, it just opens up the fullback as another option for you. And he's so quick. He's not like a regular fullback that can't move. He's a fullback that's quick, makes good blocks, and can go through the holes.
Here's a fake handoff, rolling back, Bear. Bear rolling to the right side, has all kinds of time. He's going to decide to keep it. Gets inside the 20-yard line and brought out. Oh, big hit there by the Comets as Bear slipped up at about the 18-yard line, but has a first down, Dan.
Good decision out of Blake Bear to tuck that and run with it. He had a couple receivers out there, but they're well covered. And in a case like that, and he's rolling off, he's not able to get his feet planted, really strong throw. And so I think it was a smart call on his part to get the first down and tuck and run with that ball.
You know, I just come up with ideas all the time. Who do you think should be our sideline royalty? Or no, the broadcast royalty this year. You know, we have the kings and queens. But who would make the greatest queen out of your bunch? I don't know. We ought to ask our fans.
Freshwater right up the middle again. Bowls over guys 7 yards downfield at the 10. Knocks two guys over, picks up another yard.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't we have a vote and the 10th text to text who they think their sideline or their KIC broadcast royalty should be, the broadcast royalty here in the crew, and then they'll win a Summers Insurance t-shirt.
Fumble on the snap there, excuse me, Jason. Blake Bear is able to fall back on top of the ball. He came out just a little quick under center. It's the first time, I think, all year long we've seen a misfire on that exchange, and that's just Blake's just got to get the grip on it first and then go.
52 seconds to go out. He calls timeout. We want to hear from you. Vote for your favorite KIC broadcast queen, 641-799-1437, and then you can win a Summers Insurance t-shirt if you're the 10th text and you pick the right winner. We're going to run back to the Friday Night Light studio.
What do you mean if you pick the right winner? Sounds like a rigged election.
Jay Bill back on the Friday Night Lights big board. Give us a Tharp Funeral Home update.
Looking for the song You're So Vain, but all right, this is a final now. The Chargers have won it 19-7 over at Reynolds Field. Big win as the Chargers now go 4-0 on the season and sit atop with Pella in District 7. All right, some other scores. Centerville has beaten Clark, their first win of the season, if I'm not mistaken, 14-6. Davis County loses to PCM 37-0. Pella and Norwalk, looks like Pella wins that one in a final 21-0. In a close game we've been watching here with Sigourney Kyoto and Pella Christian, it looks like Sigourney Kyoto has been down most of the game, has now come back and is on top of Pella Christian 32-28 in the third period. All the scores coming your way at the halftime intermission. Let's go back live to the crew.
Here's the handoff running straight ahead again. Freshwater busts his way inside the 10-yard line, and he's got the first down.
Blue Demons coming out with a quick offense here, have a couple plays already built into the playbook here, so they're going right away to try to get a score before half.
Shout out to
Carter Isley. Takes the right side in for a touchdown.
Geez. No,
just a couple guys bumped him, but not even close to tackling. So Carter Isley is able to take it in from the 7-yard line for a Blue Demon touchdown. 41 seconds in the first half. Blue Demons up 41-0 with the
41
PAT.
Seconds on the clock, Dan. Wow.
Just a good job. Again, it really sets up well this drive, using a lot of Brett Freshwater, using up the middle. That sets that up a little bit, gets the defense thinking a different way. And then you bring Carter Isley in. Again, good, clean holes. He was 4 or 5 yards before he got touched and really just bumped his all. And then goes in for the easy score and gets another Blue Demon touchdown.
Huh? You know, a hard start because of the rain. You kept the guys up. You know, but once again, we're here leading at 42-0 on the second half. How do you handle that? I mean, you want to get the guys in. You want to play everybody, which is an awesome thing. But you want your moment to keep going strong.
Well, if you're playing right, it's not 42-0. It's 0-0. And we should not be playing the scoreboard. You play the scoreboard, you have a tendency to come out and be poor in this half and lackadaisical attitude and make mistakes.
Okay.
We want to come back out and play our best during this half. And when we put our reserves in, we want them to play their best. Now, we could start putting the reserves in right now, but it's unfair to those kids that have worked all year, really, some of them, and all summer, and to take them out at halftime. So we're going to let those guys play into this next quarter, but they're expected to play on a high level. And then we're going to put the reserves in, and they're supposed to play on a high level. So if we're thinking right, the score is irrelevant because we don't play the scoreboard, whatever it says.
There you guys go. You hear from Coach. Good luck, Coach. Have a great second half, buddy. Love you, buddy. Jason, there you go. Listen to Coach. It's 0-0. It's going to the second half.
Your hometown affiliated food store, Jim and Charlie's, for your freshest cut meat in town. And that's your halftime coach's interview. Jimmy down there with Coach Dayton. From Illinois, drinking my root beer and listening to the Demons Go Big Blue, Jody Garg, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And if you're just joining us and it's 10:17 and you're on your way home from a football field around Southern Iowa, you're wondering why are they still on the air without the coaches on and why are they at halftime? Well, an hour and 15-minute rain and lightning delay here at Albia, and the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show will come up maybe a abbreviated version of that, Dan, because while we'll have a running clock to begin this second half, Albia with a 42-0 lead here at halftime.
Yeah, we'll certainly get to that, get those coaches' interviews and bring you all the scores and all the action and summarize what's going on in football in Southern Iowa. So an interesting night, to say the least. Blue Demons, as you heard, though, and it really is something that Coach Dayton probably gets them going as much as anything, is when the team, if they come out and don't play with the enthusiasm, the energy that they played the first half, you know, that's something that's going to get his attention. He really wants to see these guys going at it. Right now we got the kickoff team going out there. Coach Hill gets them all jacked up, does a great job motivating them. So hopefully we get a really good special teams play out of the kickoff team here.
Let's go Blue. Listening from Simpson College, a shout out to my awesome sister for Queen, Ryan Sarver, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Hi Ryan, I heard he had a big game the other night.
Yes, he did.
Talking with his dad. Yep. And
Ryan and Luke both playing football up at Simpson College there. As is the case with freshmen up there, they're on the JV squad, plays on either Mondays or Sunday, depending on the game schedule. And so they're doing a great job, looking to contribute each and every time they get on the field. And Ryan, has had a tackle or an interception, I think he had, to set up the touchdown to win the game the other night. So great job out of Ryan.
Ryan, congratulations to you and Luke, and proud brothers of Rachel Sarver, the queen here at Homecoming 2015. The kickoff about to take place. Man, you're sounding great, buddy. Can you please give me a close game to listen to just one time? No, Coach Schroeder, Jake Schroeder from Sheridan checking in, the head baseball coach over there.
These are just fine. Games like this are just fine.
Saves on the Alka-Seltzer and the Tums.
Brendan Bassett going to kick off here, second half.
Here comes the kickoff. This is a short kick. And brought out at the 25-yard line.
What?
Boom! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's coming up slow, too. Wow. 5-on-5 right there. Player number 5.
It's that way. There's your. Yeah, there he found it. But that is a ton of brick hits. Bryce Lesh and Blake Wallace. And Landon Hermson. I'll tell you what, Christian. Landon Hermson has really been playing with reckless abandon.
He's not afraid to deliver a blow. I'll tell you that. He's been going out crazy today.
You know, just quickly here before we get the team set up for play, first half stats, the thing that's really telling for North Polk, 35 total yards. Yeah. 35.
Wow.
16 rushing on 16 carries. Just a one-yard average rushing the ball.
Go Big Blue. Jason Williams at the Albia Golf and Leisure checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Tech Line. Here's a hit in the backfield and brought down right away. Ben Mason.
Carter Isley. And then Brendan Bassett. I don't know where he keeps coming in from. Carter Isley's
hitting him. He's on the opposite side as a defensive end. Wow.
And then also Chase Little, the D-tackle's in on that as well.
Wow.
Brendan is so quick off that edge. I mean, it's just he's just there.
He's going across the grain.
Stay dry choice. Stay dry tonight, but enjoying your coverage, guys. Good job. Run a core lesson.
Little slip screen, bubble screen coming underneath, and got a first down there for North Polk. And, again, talking about the first half, 19 yards total passing. They average. This is a team that averages 15 yards a completion. Every ball they throw that completes is 15 yards. They had 19 total.
Yeah, total yards.
Total on 13.
35 total yards of offense.
Yeah.
Wow. And I want to give a shout out to Ron and Corlesh. And they are always on the go, following their grandkids. And talk about the pedigree of athletes. Oh, my goodness. Carter Isley, and the quarterback goes down all the way back to the 32-yard line. That is a Hy-Vee sack all the way back to the 32. And Carter Isley shot in there and just drug him down. 20-yard loss.
That's Greco-Roman style right there. Took him down. Wow. 2 points. Just nice job. The Blue Demons doing a great job. Again, the corners and the outside linebackers and safety are able to cover the receivers really well. And then interior, the four down linemen and the two interior linebackers are just able to shoot the gaps and go in there. You know, Blake Lawless has been in there. We've called his number time very many times. And then Blake or Carter Isley, along with the D linemen, Bassett, Mason, Trevor Blackford, and I think we got Chase Little in there right now.
Here's the quarterback. He's brought down another Blue Demon sandwich. Brendan Bassett and Trevor Blackford.
Back-to-back sacks.
Wow.
Trevor Blackford and Brendan Bassett with the quarterback sack.
Go Big Blue. Pat and Teresa Gilbert checking in from La Villa. And Allie Stanley says it's a Hawkeye State. You're right, Allie. Sounds like you were lost a bet or something.
I heard she lost a bet hard. That's just, I hate to hear that. I feel bad for her.
Shameful. Third down and
shouldn't have happened. I was with you.
Half mile.
23, I think, is the official number.
Well, close enough.
More than I can count.
Rounding down. 8:40 to go. Running clock here. Albion in front, 42-0. Quarterback throws it to the flat, complete. And getting away from the defender is the official. And then right there to make the tackle is Tony Leshen.
What is that play call?
Well, you know, the official had to get out of the way because Tony Leshen was coming.
Getting away from
him. You know, Jimmy, we talk about Ron Leshen. What a great athlete. Recruited, you know, he was a great football player, great athlete. But of the two in that great marriage of Ron and Cora, I wouldn't want to mess with Cora.
No, but great people. Love them.
She's
love
a beautiful
them.
Lady, yeah. And he married up big time.
Big time.
Love you guys.
You bet.
Fourth great. Down and 17.
A lot of great times in the old neighborhood.
Yes, sir. A Avenue represent.
That's right.
Here comes the quarterback rolling back. Here comes the pressure. Bassett in the backfield.
Oh, escapes.
The quarterback gets rid of it. And now Blake Lawless comes up. Ball up for grabs. Oh, intercepted. Blake Lawless on the INT. That is a river. He's on his feet. Stays on the sidelines.
Oh, here comes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And the young man that hit Blake Bear, you feel for him. Because he's going to take a while to get up.
That's how you hit.
Oh, my.
We got a flag on the play. Blake Bear on that interception, actually. And I'm not sure what was going on, if there's a little chirpiness going on there. Carter Isley looked like.
Oh, my. Carter Isley put a block on a poor kid, and he disappeared. It's going to be a block in the back. And oh, my gosh, see. Did you see Blake Bear drug that player? It did. It looked like a guy on jet skis or a skis behind the boat.
It did. You could see the water coming from his shoes, dragging him, and it looked like he had the back of his jersey, and the jersey was the rope, and Bear was just the boat pulling him.
You know, you see teams at T get excited about an INT, but they get excited because they get a chance to block somebody.
They're looking to go out and block. They want to spring the other guy loose.
You know, as soon as they hear ball, you know, I mean, they're turning and they're finding the first guy.
They yell E-mob. No. You called it right, T. They ball, 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 and then they yell E-mob. And if you're our team, you're going, what are they doing? But, Jimmy, what they're yelling is every man a brother, and everybody wants to become a brother and be a part of the hit parade.
Oh, they did. Isley was smiling, Jason. He's still smiling.
Oh, my. Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, nothing better than listening to Albia Blue Demon football on his birthday. And it says, do what we do best. Matt Baker checking in Mason City.
Touchdown maker.
Good job, Baker.
Here's a handoff hitting the backfield. And nope.
Bulldog.
Blake Lawless right there.
Wrapped him up. Carter Isley helped finish that. Brendan Bassett once again. Just
7:14 to go, folks. If you're just joining us and it's 10:30, you're right. You've got your clock is right. But the game got started late here, 1:15, rain and lightning delay. 42-0 Albion here, homecoming 2015, 6 minutes 59 seconds to go in this third quarter. We are in a running clock. I want to give some more t-shirts away. We'll get some t-shirts away after we get some scores.
Yeah. I got a comment on that before we can.
Oh my gosh. Carter Isley looked like the halfback because the quarterback handed the ball to the halfback at the same time Carter Isley was there. Jimmy, I think the quarterback even thought about giving it to Carter just to make it easy.
I think so too, but Carter put him down nicely.
He really did. He was very gentleman about it.
I seen it. Yep.
Hey, you know, with these t-shirts, you got quite a few. I know we got listeners listening out here. They got to be wet. I think a dry t-shirt would go a long ways with someone
listening here tonight. I've got a whole bag of them right here.
You know, we need to get them involved here in front
of
us.
They can look up in the press box with their headsets, and maybe they'll get lucky enough to get a t-shirt thrown down. Quarterback rolling back, throws it a little. Blake Lawless with his mitts on it.
Now, what's really impressive here, though, is this is Coach Staten's got to be pleased. These guys are coming out with intensity and desire.
No quit.
Yeah.
And, Jimmy, that's so important. You're not going to have a team in a season like you that you want to have. You have to take advantage of every rep. These reps are just as important as if we're down by 42 because you've got to get better.
Yeah, exactly. Heard him at halftime. I mean, he playing this, you know, as a 0-0.
Fourth down, 15, ball at the 46-yard line of Albia. 35 yards total offense for North Polk. This is not a bunch of no-good athletes here. Impressive defense. Here comes the quarterback, rolls it, throws it to the flat, complete, and brought down right away. Tony Leshin
swallowed him up.
Oh, my. You know, wow. And Albia's going to take over on the downs. The clock does not stop. Not even on the change of ball. So the offense runs out there. They want to get some plays in. See, you know, your lineman, you want to get back out there and push people around.
Right. I mean, when you're playing like you are today, you just want to keep on going back out and get you some more. It's like seconds out of the buffet for me and Jimmy.
Hey, that's right. Tim gets nothing.
There's no seconds with you guys. You never stop on the one. The buffet shuts down. Here's the counter reverse. Kyle Sinnott running with it. Has some running room. Inside the 40. Oh! Look out! Kyle Sinnott on his giddy-up. Take it to the house. Touchdown, Albia. Kyle Sinnott on that left side of the offensive line that just evaporated the white jerseys of the Comets. And Kyle Sinnott lit him up and sent him down the sidelines. Touchdown, Albia. Sinnott Funeral Home. Touchdown, 48-0. And Dan, wow.
I mean, great run out of him, and to turn and cut upfield was really good. But, boy, how about that blocking? That was a huge hole. He wasn't touched at all coming.
Give me your address, and I will send you a Summers Insurance T-shirt. And you'll have to wear it in New Jersey. Third down and 10. Shotgun, as it's been all night long. Here comes the blitz, freshwater shows blitz. A throw across the middle of the field. And boy, a nice diving attempt out across the 25, out to the 27-yard line. That will be a first down. Boy, a good play there for the Comets, Jimmy, as he slid into that pass pattern.
Well, I give the quarterback credit and these receivers. I mean, they're still going hard, Jason. They want to win the game, too. I know the score is, 49-0, but they're still playing very, very hard.
Ryan Romanko getting in there on defense. Here comes Jacob West, our pregame interview, coming in for D-end. Also, Gannon Osing on the far side playing a little defensive end. So getting some reserves in here.
Hand off for running over the right side. Has some running room in into the defensive secondary. And Brett Freshwater there to help make this tackle along with Blake Bear.
So as the new guys kind of get in there, kind of getting adjusted a little bit on their assignments. They're a little late getting in there, but you'll see them settle in at the front line.
Attaboy Chase, Uncle Arch checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. 2:10 to go here, running clock in the second half. Homecoming 2015, it's been all Albia, 49-0 your score here. Three receivers far side of the field, one here. Right in front of the Albia bench. Quarterback rolls back, throws a fade pattern up for grabs. Oh, a diving attempt out there. Landon Hermson went after that and nearly got the INT.
Did a great job jumping towards it. He first checked the receiver, make sure he wasn't going to run into him. The receiver was going deep, actually too deep for the pass. Cade Crawl had good coverage on him, and Landon Hermson made a great effort trying to dive for it and just only got a couple fingers on it. Got another sub coming in here. Luke Sinclair coming in.
Yeah, getting a loop
for Jacob West. So rotating the defensive ends a little bit. Getting the seniors in here.
Third down and a yard. Albia. And a handoff going for a first down. Blackford with a bunch of Blue Demon helpers to make the stop, but not until the running back gets the ball across the 40-yard line. And now the white jerseys with those dark black lettering and numbering. Suddenly the numbers are hard to read. Really? The jerseys that once were white are no more. First and 10, ball at the 41-yard line. Now I'll be looking to shut a pitch a shutout here tonight. Running clock. Here's a pass complete. A little screen play. Out across midfield on his way. Oh, boy. Here's a foot race. And Kate Crawl is going to try to chase him down from behind, and he can't get there. And I just put the old jinx on that one.
You know, but that's something, though. You know this team, no matter who's in there, they talk about it because they don't want to give up those points. They're wanting to get that shutout defensively. That's the mark of a really good game out of them. And so that's something, that little slip screen. We had good pressure on the quarterback, but just not any coverage underneath with those linebackers and corners there. They just got away from him. Quick runner was Matthew Cox there on the touchdown.
37 seconds to go, 49-6 to Albion. Running clock here. How about we get some more Summers Insurance? These may the force be with Blue. Here's the extra point up and good.
Brendan Bassett about blocked that boy. Had a great hit. Up the middle, came through there and just about got his fingers on it. Nice effort.
Tired of watching you guys block mine. I want to block yours.
Yep.
641-799-1437. The 10th, 20th, and 30th text will win Summers Insurance T-shirts. 641-799-1437. Let's run back to the Friday Night Light studio and get another scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away. Maybe we won't. We'll keep it right here. I have the Iowa Sports Connection trying to call me because, you know, they're supposed to do that at about 10:30, and they don't realize I'm on the air right now like we are, Dan, and I can't talk to them about the game here tonight. Guys at the Iowa Sports Connection, 49-6 is your update from Ironman Field here in the third quarter. Albia with a running clock and a big lead here. Michelle Kaufman, you have won a Summers Insurance T-shirt. John Toops, persistency pays off, and you have won a Summers Insurance T-shirt. And you can pick these up at the KIC studio. Andrew Coe has won a Summers Insurance T-shirt. And we're getting ready for your kickoff here. And I am going to answer this phone. It is the Iowa
We got
Sports
a hands team out here for the Blue Demons. As we've got 10 of the return men within, 5 on the 10-yard, 50-yard mark, and 5 more on the 40. So expecting the onside kicker, a little squib kick here, as Carter Hartwig will drop back to kick for the North Polk Comets. Lone return man for the Blue Demons is Landon Hermsen, standing all the way back at the 15. Here's a kick. He does kick it away, so will be a return. Landon Hermsen comes up to get it, fields it cleanly, gets to 25, comes to the 30. Good open field tackle by Grant Rampton. So Landon Hermsen will bring it up. The Blue Demons will start this possession from about their own 30. No, exactly on the 30.
Well, Roger George has won a T-shirt. Kerry Connor has won a T-shirt. Josh Sohn, congratulations. You have won a T-shirt. And we're going to get to a number. Let's go down the list here. There he is, Jim Ford. You, as I've went on here, number 50. So that is our Summers Insurance T-shirts. We'll give away some more. The end of the quarter has come. The running clock is continuing, and our Summers Insurance T-shirt giveaway is continuing. Every 10th text will win. We're going to run back to the Friday Night Light studio. 49-6, Albia with the third quarter lead as we move to the fourth and final quarter. Let's run back to the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board. Jay Mill, give us those scoring updates.
All right, if you're looking for the locker room show, we kicked off at 8:45 instead of 7:30. So locker room show will be abbreviated if it happens at all. A lot of these coaches probably going to bed in the next half hour. Let's look at some of the updated scores. Again, we mentioned that Ottumwa falls tonight to Indianola 21-13. And in some other finals that we may not have given you, Melcher Dallas wins over Harmony 32-28. It was Van Buren falling to Waco 36-8. Lone Tree all over Cardinal 48-6. That's final. Southeast Warren defeats Clarinda Academy 40-0. And Pleasantville blanks Nottoway Valley 53-0. Knoxville's first loss tonight as they get defeated by Carlisle 35-14. And Washington defeats Fairfield 23-0. Another game we've been keeping an eye on, but it looks like Sigourney Kyoto, the Cobras, after earlier defeating top-ranked Pekin, looks like they're going to defeat previously ranked Pella Christian. Current score is 52-35, and that one is late. That one also kicked off at 8 o'clock this evening as well. All right, let's get back live to the Absolute Cleaning Services broadcast booth. Give Absolute Cleaning Services a call today, 932-4500, to schedule an appointment. That's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning. And guys, what is the discount going this week for Absolute?
Currently, we're at 10% off any cleaning. We're, because we've only 49 points. We get to 50, then we'll get a 20% off. So any cleaning service you want next week, 10% off. Just mention this game and in our broadcast to receive that credit. Got a lot of subs coming in for the Blue Demons. Cade Crawl now is taking over the quarterback duties. Bryce Leshen is the tailback. Blake Bulldog Lawless is the fullback. Brian Raskey's come in to play a little guard spot now. Also, Gunnar Maupin coming in, as well as Michael Terrell. So getting some of the guys in here that have been working hard, getting some playing time. Still have some of our main linemen in there that bring some consistency for Cade to let him get himself set there. So Case Szczynski still runs center. Good
Case.
Yeah, no, he's steady. Does a great job. So you want to make sure that quarterback gets it.
Oh, there's the big hole. Bryce Leshen. He's going to get it to midfield and falls down as he got in that wet spot right in the electric gate. Jimmy, he was about to light those afterburners and go run away from this defense, but the field caught him there.
You got me? I'm on the other side right now, big.
Where'd you go?
I'm over here. See me? I'm by his dad.
Wow.
Oh, he's down by Eric. Pigs.
Leshen in the house.
Wow.
You got a good view of that run right there, too, on the south end zone looking up north where they're going.
49-6 out. Your running clock. Here's, again, Leshen gets a by defender at the 40, 35, and drags two defenders. You run so hard, T. You know, we talk about Carter Isley, and Bryce Leshen may be half the size of Carter, but he runs just as tough.
You know, he's a slippery dude, but, I mean, he's like running at people. I mean, he wants to make contact with somebody.
Miguel Alvarez comes in now for Nick Yarkowski. Another outstanding game out of Nick. And so Miguel will come in and reserve him, give him a little relief.
First down, 10 Albia. Here again is Leshen sidesteps the defender straight up field and gets inside the 25-yard line. He's getting 10, 15 yards of carry, Big C. And that's the thing. Last week, five Albia rushers scored touchdowns. And there's so many places, including Bryce Leshen.
You got three or four guys on this team that could be starting running backs for any other team in this district. That's just how talented this team is. And, man, he's quick.
You know, other than Case Szczynski and Hunter Mack in there right now, the only two starting linemen, you've got reserves in there just doing a phenomenal job blocking for him, you know, with Westy in there. And what else did I say? I'm trying to get him on Maupin.
Here is Leshen again inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line. A 9-yard pickup on first down. Lisa and Dan Crow, we love listening to you guys. You make the game so enjoyable. We're glad all of you are listening in. Dakota Fontenelle just won a T-shirt, the 60th text coming in. Get the number 70 here in a second. Every 10th text will give a Summers Insurance T-shirt away. 641-799-1437. Let's know where you're listening from tonight. 8:47 to go in the ball game. Running clock. Here's a quick hand up. Blake Ball. Let's go. Fighting towards the end zone. Still fighting. Stays on his feet. And he looked like he was running away from a single leg shot there. See, as you just kept that one hand on the ground, it's kept spinning around.
He just kept his legs going. That's all he did was just keep those legs going and just pull the guy with him.
Man, he was wanting to get that touchdown. He could just sense that.
Great job tonight. Go Big Blue. Jen Little, you just won a Summers Insurance T-shirt. Here is a handoff from Blake Lawless, this time hitting the backfield.
Again, we've had Brian Raskey in there, Jacob West, and Miguel Alvarez in there, along with Gunnar Maupin and Michael Terrell. Get some more guys coming in here.
Congratulations from Terry Fry, checking in.
Lane Pierce, the sophomore, getting in there. Yeah.
Here's a handoff. Leshen with a big hole. I mean, a huge hole. How about that blocking up front, Big T? No let up in this second group of offensive linemen. And Bryce Leshen doesn't need much to run through. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, it's cool because you got some of our defensive linemen have become offensive linemen, and they're kind of wanting to show what they can do on offense.
7.5 minutes to go here in a running clock second half, 55-6 Albia. Jimmy, you are looking from that south end zone, buddy. You got a beautiful view of that hole that was opened up there for Bryce Lesh.
Oh, Jason, that was huge. That was huge. Great job with the O-line.
Extra point is up. High enough, long enough, and Relko approved, good enough. And that is a Blue Demon extra point, 56-6, your score. Let's take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country in high fidelity. Now, here's Jason and Dan.
Your kickoff going to be fiddling at the 10-yard line. 7.5 to go here on the return. Oh, a nice big hole opening up here. And trying to get it downfield and brought down from behind.
Brandon Bassett about had the tackle, but was blocked in the back, so that'll bring that back a little bit.
Landon Hermsen again on the stop. See, he's really had a great night, too.
Wow. Yeah, he's all over the place today. I mean, just great effort out of him. He had this almost a interception the other time. I just love the hard work and effort out of this kid. No quit out of him, and he has a nose for football.
Well, I've got 80 texts in. It looks like Angie Coe, you were 80, and then I got, hang on a second here, and we're going to stop after this one.
Brian Rasky getting in a little defensive action here. He's going to come in as linebacker. He's in the offensive line the last set there, so getting some extra snaps here. Cade Crawl will go back to the safety spot for Blake Bear.
Levina Carr from Albion. I think it was Levina Carr. It was her.
Got Joe Barry playing some outside linebacker tonight here, and we've seen him on the offensive side run the ball, but he's going to play linebacker on the far side there in the corner. Can't see my number.
81.
Brandon Persons. Oh, yes. I should know that one.
Well, we're going to change up, and we're going to get a trivia question here in a second. Here's a handoff. Wow. Met in the backfield. No going there.
Luke Sinclair, along with Taryn Padilla, and we've talked about him. That guy is just a young, strong young man. Taryn Padilla did a great job getting in there. Luke Sinclair got on.
Well,
also in there is Tyler Dyson playing a little defense. Tyler Dyson coming DN. Brian Rasky is a tackle.
Well, let's see here. 100 goes to Kate Ripperger. You're number 100. We're going to give a trivia question, and we'll give away another Summers Insurance. May the force be with Blue. Summers Insurance t-shirt. Second down 12 here. Quarterback. Rasky's giving chase. He's got him down. Brian Rasky with a sack all the way back to the 15-yard line. How about that, Jimmy? Boy, you love to see these guys get in, and the depth of this program is more than just two platoon football.
Hey, it's homecoming. That's what it's all about right there.
That's what we've got, 5 or 6 sacks now on the night. There's like two or three back-to-back.
Three sacks back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah. And Rasky comes in. Rasky came in from the weak side. Quarterback's rolling away from him. Shot a gap. Nobody took care of him. And just went in and took him down.
Jody Tubes, 110. You have won a t-shirt. And here's a trivia question. The quarterback rolls back, throws it to the flat. Complete at the 25-yard line. And getting by the defender and downfield and then pushed out of bounds as Kate Crawl comes over in the mud hole that is this left sideline. Doug Benson at 120. The sack promotion going on to Hy-Vee. Albion gets a sack on the football field on Friday nights, and at Hy-Vee, they're going to sack up some groceries and give them away. They'll draw for a sack of free groceries on Saturday after the Albion home games. So 5 sacks of groceries are going out to Quarterback rolling back. Throws it across the middle of the field. Complete. And then brought down. Boy, that was a great play, Big T. Good execution by the Comets and right into traffic.
Right into traffic. I mean, if I was that receiver, I would have been a little nervous coming through the middle like that. But he kept the eye on the ball, pulled it in, and good completion.
I tell you, I'm impressed with that Brian Rask out there. He's playing that linebacker spot. He was a guard on the offensive side. He came from the far side and came around him and helped make that tackle. Just really good quickness for an offensive lineman on that side. Good job out of him.
4:53 to go. Here, quarterback rolls back, throws it to the line. Nearly intercepted right there in coverage. Great job,
Tyler Beard. Tyler Beard almost had the INT there.
That would have been a pick six. Beard went up, had to go up high to get it. Couldn't come up with it. 4:36 to go here in the ball game. 56-6. Running clock here. Second down and 10 from the Albia 45-yard line. The Comets with the football. And here's your trivia question. Who was the KSE's first ever broadcast team homecoming royalty?
But pressure coming, Blake Lawless.
Blake Lawless giving chase. Quarterback rolls up, throws it across his body to the sidelines. It's complete. And inside the 30-yard line, a great comeback pattern, Big C. Well, this quarterback, you know, he's shown you how much athleticism he has. Got by the pursuit of Lawless and then a strong arm across his body.
Yeah, he made a great move right there to get past Lawless. And then he actually had some room to run, but he, smart quarterback, he noticed that he had a wide-open guy downfield and checked the ball down there and made a good catch.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to go. We need to know, you got to put in the text, who were the two broadcasters out of this KIC crew that were picked by you to be the homecoming royalty? That may have been a hint. 3:33 to go. You'll win a Summers Insurance t-shirt.
Good quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback feels the pressure. And then right there, is that Rasky again?
Where's that Miguel? 50. Give me a number.
Tyler Dyson on the stop. Good job, Tyler.
Tyler Dyson again coming and playing right defensive end right now. So the junior doing a nice job with his time out there. And we got Tyler Beard and Brandon Persons playing the two outside corners. Joe Berry is an outside backer coming in.
We're at the 150 text that I can read right now, and Ann Brand has got 150. But we want to know if you've been paying attention who the KIC 2015, the first ever broadcast crew homecoming royalty chosen by you, the listening audience.
Lane Pierce and Luke Sinclair in on that stop there.
Great
D-line.
Great job out of this defensive front. 4th down 11 here. Ball at the 30-yard line. Here comes the handoff, running with it, and brought down right away. Who upset that cart?
That upset the apple cart right there.
That's Blake Lawless. Man, Jimmy, that kid is incredible.
I just love that dude. I'm telling you, on the sidelines, the guy's just got an eye. He just stares. And I mean, just, you know, he wants to hurt somebody. No, I believe it. I'm serious. Helmet comes on. It's go time.
Hit that mic.
4th down here and 9. They have the, yeah, I think they had the wrong down.
I think it's right. I'm just going to go for it and run.
Oh my Rasky. Gosh, Rasky in the backfield. The ball was handed off, and that big old center is still down on the ground there for him. That young man has played, I think, every minute of the ball game. Big number 78, the big boy, Jimmy. You know he's got to be running on empty.
You know, you got to applaud that. I'm telling you what, he is. He had a heck of a game. I mean, they're playing a tough Albie team. You know, just got to hand it out to Albie. But 78, I mean, look at him. I feel sorry for him.
North Pole calls timeout. 1:29 to go.
I got a bunch of new names to get in here in this next possession.
I think that's what both teams are going to try to do here. We're going to try to get them all to you. But we're still looking for our Summers Insurance. Here it is. Tim Bates is the king, and Jimmy is the queen. Rachel Benson has won.
Rachel!
Benson, Rachel, get you
through.
Some!
Jimmy and Dan Stocker, no, that would be a good crew. But we have our winner, and it is Rachel Benson. Jimmy Summers as queen, and his lovely
king. Thank you, fans.
Tim Bates.
All right, Kate Kroll again is quarterbacking now, and Brian Rasky's still on the offensive side. We got Jacob Eddy checking in. think I got Tyler Dyson coming in, maybe doing the center duties. Lane Pierce is one of the offensive linemen.
56-6, folks, if you've just joined us. We've got a timeout on the field. The Comets called timeout. Running clock. It's been the running clock the second half. And Albie had a 42-0 halftime lead.
John Galtari, the attendant for the Royal Court here with Jimmy and T.
Guys on the sidelines, congratulations, Tim and Jimmy. Dan's been up here pouting the entire second half after you guys were announced the KIC homecoming royalty, king and queen. But thoughts of tonight's the football game, Jimmy. You know, Albie came in 62 points last week, an offense that was explosive, and they proved that they can do it night in, night out.
Well, you know, we won the trenches tonight, and we're solid in offense and defense. So, you know, and the field conditions, we played through that. I'm just very impressed. Like I said, I think we have a great team.
Big T, buddy, you know, this offense, of course, is going to get a lot of still a lot of the highlights later on in our Summers Insurance Locker Room show. But this defense, again, shut out football through three quarters and has been outstanding all year long.
Had some great defense tonight. You know, we come in tonight leading Class 2A in interceptions. I think we had one or two tonight, and just keep the A-train rolling, buddy.
That A-train is going to meet the Comets at the Electric A in the midfield as the clock expires in this homecoming 2015. The Blue Demons with a 56-6 final score, running clock the entire second half. And very few white jerseys coming across on this Comet team. And I know it's going to be a long bus ride back for them. But they did not quit competing all night long. And they ran into a really good Albie team tonight. But kudos to them and their effort, and they had to wait around a long time. That's not easy to do either when you're the traveling team.
Yeah, no, they played a very good team in Albion today, and so it's really tough when you got to face a good team like that, especially at an opposing team's homecoming, because you know Albion was they're giving a little something extra out there today because it's homecoming. So as being an opponent to a homecoming team, you get a little something extra on that night. But hats off to them. They did a pretty good job tonight, and I think that they'll have a good rest of their season.
All right, let's go down to your Screen Tech wireless mic where the Blue Demons wait with Jimmy and Big T on the sound that you're going to hear next is the beautiful sound of the Albion fight song.
That's how you do it, Biggs. Oh, now, yeah, we're loyal to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, and the old games. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albion, spirits are high. Whenever we see your colors go by, years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, old Albion High.
That is your Screen Tech Wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics converging on the 45-yard line where the victorious Albion Blue Demons celebrate homecoming 2015. Let Dale at Screen Tech help you with all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Screen Tech offers screen printed apparel, custom banners, signs, and vinyl wraps and decals, and he can wrap your vehicle just like the KIC vehicle is wrapped. Maybe not just like. You'll get to choose, but hey. And he can take and make some of the cool shirts and designs. You give him an idea, and he'll make it happen at Screen Tech. Dan, as we put the windows back in, did not want to have that window off when we got here tonight. The rain came down hard, and so did this Albion Blue Demon football team.
You know, very impressive indeed. And it's what you just kind of talked about a little bit earlier, too, with going up to Pella Christian, playing on field turf where it was perfect conditions, a beautiful night. We saw the speed and the strength come out. And then on this, where you got to be a little more sure-footed, a little more stable, use more strength and power when the trenches we come out on the sloppy field. Really impressive to put up almost the same amount of points either way. And it just shows that there's a lot of versatility in this Blue Demon squad. It really starts with defense. That gets, you know, we don't give it as enough credit, I don't think, as we should, because they're just doing a great job night in, night out. The offense gets a lot of glory because they put up so many great points.
We're going to see if we can catch Coach Staten and get a final interview. The guys down on the sidelines, I see Jimmy chasing down Coach Staten right now. Let's see if we can catch him. And no, is that Big T or Jimmy? No, it's not. Okay, it's hard to see the water that's being kicked up right now. Well, look at that. Jimmy is now throwing Christian down the sidelines, and Big C is like the pin. It's a bowling ball, a match of Cassie
easy,
Crew.
Easy, easy. But I'll go down.
Ding, 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 ding. Woo! Strikes. I left the mics on way too long. All right, boys, you're going to have to shake the mud off and get the wet out of your boots and your britches, because it's been a slippery slide down there on the sidelines tonight. But how about homecoming 2015?
Sweetness. Impressive. You know, I mean, that's really all you can say. They played a well-disciplined game, both sides of the ball. I mean, they were fast. They hit hard. You know, I mean, it's the two platoon stuff, you know, that we do is just so beneficial. I mean, you got guys over here on the sidelines resting up while the other guys are out there, and man, I mean, it just shows on the field.
Well, Jimmy, you know, to be able to maintain, you know, you play a really good Pella Christian football team, and you take care of business there, and you come back and we think, well, you know, hey, it's a homecoming. You can lose some of the emotion with the rain and the wet, and you know, you're coming off a win where it was really easy when you know over a good team, and you think, well, this could be a letoff game.
I agree, but I think the coaching is so outstanding, Jason, that you know that doesn't happen. And I think, you know, the homecoming week is special, and you know they know that, and the kids know it. You know, but listen, let's face it, man, you remember that win or that loss. I can remember 1990 when Lance choked, okay? yeah. Now, I staffed that Lance missed the field goal. Listen, you all know, whoever played football, you will not forget your homecoming game. Guaranteed. So these are memories being made tonight. It's great that other players can get in there, you know, to run this, you know, I hate to say run the score up, but to keep going, to allow these other kids opportunities.
Your final score here, 56-6 Albion with the final, and the Blue Demons get the win. And, you know, Dan, there was some controversy tonight, and I didn't realize the amount of controversy that we had caused after we did the first ever Summers Insurance, or not Summers Insurance, the KISC Homecoming Royalty, the KISC Broadcast Crew Homecoming Royalty, selected by the fans. And I could not believe the amount of discourse that was coming our way that John Flattery was not considered. And, you know, they thought he could be the homecoming king and queen.
You know, it's
very few could pull that off.
It has been done before, but it is a rare feat. And if anyone could, it would be Johnny.
So I think in honor of Johnny Flattery, I think both crowns ought to be handed to John Flattery. T and Jimmy, you have been stripped of your royalty status, and it all belongs to Jack and Johnny Flattery.
Okay, but where is he at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Probably the helicopter again.
Good point. We're going to come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show, to come up in an abbreviated manner as we roll along on this football Friday night. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice, because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve, because our choice is your best choice.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels. in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
Ready to devour your to-do list and not your savings? Then the John Deere Gear Up for Fall Sales event is a great time to buy. Get 0% financing for 60 months on tractors from 23 to 155 horsepower. With implement bonuses or cash discounts, you'll save plenty on equipment that'll help you get it done. Offer ends October 30th, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Sinclair Tractor, September means savings. At their Gear Up for Fall Sales events, visit them at SinclairTractor.com.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country. Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, the sweet sound of victory tonight for the Blue Demons. 56-6, your final homecoming score in a running clock second half. A rain lightning delayed football game. It leaves Ironman Field that looked pristine and green and pretty white stripes and electric blue and red. And Dan, the field is...
It's had better days.
Yes, it has had better days. But all in all, congratulations to the football team. Kudos to the incredible turnout today to help make this game even possible tonight. All the volunteers who waded through the mud and the muck to get the field cleared of water. And literally, folks, I believe you could have brought a rowboat in and went down this sideline here on the near side, Dan, and Lathrop Construction and the volunteers, and Justin Huber, who has become a Facebook sensation in his cowboy boots and his athletic shorts. Rumor has it he was shirtless. We don't know if that was photoshopped or not. But irrespective of that, thank you to all of them. Because if that wouldn't have happened, we may not have had a football game tonight.
Well, very much so. Kept the field as good a shape as you could possibly get it. And it really is a good shape. And the field ought to be able to rebound here. We got some nice weather coming up for the next week. We go away game next weekend. So it's got 2 weeks to get itself healed up. And Eric Schofield has just done a phenomenal job on this field, as well as the staff here at the Albia High School. And so you know that they'll get it ready going for the next game. But what a great homecoming game. I mean, a great way for the Blue Demons to come out. They're really showing their mettle. You know, I think there's a lot of people questioned whether this year could stay or sustain anything from what we've had. We lost so many, and truly have lost some great athletes over the last few years. But as you see with any good program, you just keep reloading and rebuilding. And this squad has just a number of athletes as well that have stepped up. We saw at the end of the game, guys who will be the stars next year and the years after also step up and represent. And that's really exciting to be able to see that and to know that.